Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
This rolling, amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for who you are. I just thank you, God, for the one accord of your saints, your people. And I pray, dear God, that you would allow us to continue to grow on one accord and be connected to one another in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would believe, that we would walk in your way, oh God, that when we preach the word, that exploits would happen, dear God, by the power of your name, which is Jesus Christ, dear God. So we give your name all the glory, all the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Let the church say, amen and amen. All right, like I said, like my dad was saying, believe. Today's topic is dig deeper to believe God's word. Amen. So, like I said, he was all in it, all in it. And guess what? It's interesting, how, like he said, how many people will read the word, but they don't believe the word, right? One of the things my dad said that I always remember is how people read the dictionary and they automatically believe the dictionary. It don't matter if the dictionary doesn't have it quoted right. They automatically believe the dictionary because who? Webster wrote it. He's an authority. He knows what he... But the Bible, we got so many ifs. Well, they translated it in it. Well, go back to Greek if you really want to read Greek. Oh, well, you don't want the Greek? Go back to Hebrew if you want to read the Hebrew. Right, like, but people fight so much against God's word. One, because in their heart, they don't believe. Amen. And not only in their heart do they not believe, it's their minds are not going to believe it. Because guess what? The Bible is not a book. Listen to me when I say this. The Bible is not a book that you can read just with your mind. Okay? When I say that, what do I mean? Marquise, what do you mean you can't read the Bible with your mind? I am talking about the Bible will only be clear to you when the Holy Spirit reveals what it says. Amen. It's very important to understand that this is not a book that you go to college to just study and get all this insight. And I'm not knocking Christians or professors or whoever goes to Bible college. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but this is not a book that you study solely on your intellect. It has to be. The Bible even talks about the Spirit speaking God's word to you and bringing it to your remembrance so that you would understand what is going on. There's many times that the Bible says, don't even prepare what you're going to say when you go to minister some places because the Spirit of God is going to speak through you, and you have to be willing to do that. Amen? You cannot think those things out, right? I'm just going to tell you how I preach. I don't get up here and think out every single thing I'm going to say. I'm shocked by some of the things that I say. Amen? Why do I say that? Because the Spirit of God starts speaking, and I'm listening, and I'm speaking exactly what he's saying. I might read something, and all of a sudden, you guys hear me saying, whoa, I didn't even catch that before. Dang. And then God allows me to see it because God's word is living and active. There's no other book that is like that, right? So when it comes to believing God's word, if you are a believer, you have to believe his word. And guess what? If you have doubt, that's when you say, God, help me believe. The centurion said, Jesus told him, hey, do you believe it? So he says, I do, but help me with my unbelief. So guess what? Unbelief is going to be around, but you have to defeat unbelief, right? Right? Has there ever been something in your life you thought you could not do? You started and, oh, man, I still don't know if I could do this. But you work at it, man, I could do it now, right? Some of us, we be like that about losing weight, right? Getting, oh, man, I don't know if I ever lose 50 pounds, right? Some people have done it, but they had to work at it. I said this a couple weeks ago. You don't get a result from going to the gym one time. You're not going to lose 50 pounds. You're not going to go to the gym 50 times and lose 50 pounds. Can somebody hear what I'm saying right now? It's a consistent work. So if you have unbelief in your heart and in your mind, it's a consistent work to look at God's word and say, I'm not going to believe my thoughts right now. I'm going to believe what his word says. Why? Because his word is the authority in my life. When you start doing that, guess what? Next time you hear God's word, oh, yeah, I believe. And guess what? Belief mixed with faith starts working things. Amen. It starts getting the things churning. You start seeing things happen because faith mixed with belief makes a difference. We're going to go to the scripture that we're going to read today. The first one is about the parable of the seeds. And like I said, this is about belief today. It's in Luke chapter 8. And I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read the parts that I want to get to, the parable of the sower. We're going to read chapter 8, verse 4 through 8, and then verses 11 through 15, where Jesus actually explains it because the disciples had questions. Matter of fact, we're just going to read 4 all the way through 15. But it says this, and a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, and he spoke by a parable, okay? A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down. And the birds of the air devoured it. Somebody say devoured it. Some fell on rock. Now, some people see these rocks might have been like, yeah, we're on the rock. We're on it. But they might not have understood it right. Right? Because guess what? They believed for a time. But then it says, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. All right? Now, I like that, and here it comes. Guess what? That moisture is the Spirit of God. We see in the Bible plenty of times it says the Spirit of God is like waters, right? So they lack the Spirit, okay? Let's keep on reading. And I'm not trying to make a doctrine of that. I'm just saying. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground. Somebody say good ground. They sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he said these things, he cried, he who has ears, let him hear. Now, guess what? All the multitude heard this. He's planting seeds already, right? Just like when we preach the word in church, everybody hears it. But everybody's soil is different. Everybody's soil is different. Now, I believe that God wants you to cultivate your soil. Guess what? Your soil is your heart, right? Some of our hearts are like rocks because we are upset at God. Anybody been there before? God, I thought this was going to happen. God, this ain't happening the way you want. God, I still will honor you, but I'm just going through the motions. Somebody say rock. Hard as a rock, right? Some hearts are consumed with the world, the ways of the world. So what begins to happen is you got so much around you that is ungodly that you're in a turmoil with yourself because your heart is mixed with the world. Some is on the wayside. They're not even where they need to be. If your heart is on the wayside, guess what? That's the waste side. People are walking all over you, right? And there's people that hear God's word. They hear God's word. And if their heart is not in the right place, there's not going to be any yield of a crop. Verse 9 says, then the disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? Now, guess what? Some people will hear God's word and they'll even question, what does that mean? And there's nothing wrong with asking questions, right? Jesus didn't say, I'm not going to tell you what it means. He took time to explain it. He says, and he said to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. And guess what? That is still happening today. People see God move, but I don't really believe it. They hear it, right? But they don't understand it. Why? Because their soil. Because their heart. It says, now this, and Jesus explains it very clearly. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Has anybody ever heard somebody say that faith is a mustard seed? You have to have a mustard seed of faith, right? So what's the mustard seed? God's word, right? Clearly says that right there. It says, now the seed is the word of God. Now, if you're not planting God's word in your life, you're not going to have a harvest, right? And Sister Jane, this is not always just church word. This is sometimes it's at your house. Let me get this word in me, right? Let me hear this word. Let me read this word so that this word becomes planted in me. All right. Now, I know we have several musicians in the place. As we listen to music, it begins to be planted in you. I'll tell you this, as a rapper, if I listen to another rapper long enough, I'll start hearing him when I'm doing my stuff. Why? Because I'm planting that music in me, and now it's like, okay, dang, I can't hear it. I need to stop listening to this guy so I don't sound like this guy. I've heard musicians say, I don't even listen to other people's music until I get done with my project because I don't want it to sound like anybody else, right? So what you are consuming begins to become part of you. Now, we don't like this sometimes in the church because then some people say, well, I like what I consume. I like all the movies. I like all the music. Well, guess what? You are what you eat. Your spirit is what you're intaking. That's why it's dangerous. The Bible even says stuff like, guard your heart, for out of that produces the wellspring of life and the issues of life. It also says, David said, I will not put anything before my eyes, right, that is not going to glorify God. But guess what? It's just a movie. It's just entertainment. They're not doing it for real, right? Seeds. Then you wonder why you have problems with lust. Then you wonder why you have cussing problems. I talked about that, right? Because we're planting things in our lives, and those are not the worst things that can happen, but there are seeds of death that are being planted in your life. And if you don't stop allowing these things in your life, it's going to become who you are. Then you start speaking like different people, right? Then you start dressing like different people. They got you when you start dressing like them, right? Because superstars got to dress a certain way, so they're super, right? But guess what? What you plant in you is very crucial to what you become. What you plant in you will begin to shape your beliefs. It says those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes the word out of their, what does it say there? Hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Man, how many people have you shared the word of God with? And they believe it. But something happens. And they're gone. Time begin to happen. Listen, the devil is after taking the word of God out of your heart. As much as you plant seeds, the enemy is trying to snatch those seeds. Guess what? He's sowing seeds too. Right? That's why it's dangerous to think God is just a blessing God, because the devil's blessing people too. Matter of fact, I think it's easier to get blessed doing things in the way of this world because everybody is on board with it. But when you start doing things God way, people are like, hey, oh, man, can't you just be positive? Do you got to say God's name? And let me be clear. This is why I know there's an issue with the name Jesus. Because when you start saying his name in your music, people get upset. Right? Me and Chamion, this is not an Uber story. This is a entrepreneur story, right? When we were downtown, I said this before, when it was going bad, the enemy would send somebody to say, just take Jesus out and you'll blow up. Look, I'm doing this stuff, and we hear their stuff, and it's horrible. But he's like, yeah, I've got it going on, making all kind of money. All you got to do is just be positive, right? It got to the point where we could pinpoint when it was going to happen. Dang, we made $50 this week, and this is the last day of the week, and we got families to feed. This ain't working. Che, guess what? This is going to happen today. Like, I'm serious. This is what would happen. When it got bad, the enemy would try to steal the seed that we already had with somebody that looks like they're doing good. But guess what? The Bible says you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. I think it's like this. It's kind of more like this. You can gain the whole world and still not be happy. You ever seen somebody like that? Man, you got everything. You got a big house, couple of nice cars, right? Your girlfriend is okay. She's not looking bad, right? What's the problem? Oh, you don't have joy. I got that joy. Why? Because I have something different in my heart. Guess what? All the stuff that you get cannot produce hope in your life. Because guess what? One day, that can all be taken away. But our beliefs, if we truly believe something, it can last forever. Amen? It says this, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while and in the temptation, and in the time of temptation, they fall away. How many know people or have even been this person where you heard God's word, and because something came up, you had a choice to make, you decided to make a different choice? Temptation. I talked about that. You guys remember temptation? We talked about it. But guess what? Temptation will come. And if you overcome it, guess what? God's going to minister to you. Guys, remember that I talked about that. Was that last week or a couple weeks ago where Jesus was being tempted by the devil, right? And immediately after he was done being tempted, the angels came and ministered to him. Guess what? When you overcome temptation, you go to the next level. You guys ever play Mario? We all play Mario, right? If you overcome the level, you go to the next level, right? That's what happens. Life is going to happen. Like I told you guys, the NBA playoffs, one of my favorite times in sports. Why? Because if you don't overcome, you're going fishing. And they got pretty cool pictures of them fishing too. Right? They make all these funny pictures of, hey, they're going home. Why? Because they didn't overcome. Right? And your temptation, check this out. Your temptation is going to be a challenge. But if you let the word of God, just like Jesus, if you let the word of God lead you, you will reign supreme with God. Amen? That's the goal. But temptation causes people that hear God's word to fall away because they follow the evil desires that are where? The Bible says it's in their heart. So we're the seeds are being planted to our heart. But if our heart is not right, we begin to follow these other desires. So you have to believe the word, because guess what? The temptation is going to come. Look at your neighbor and say, it's going to come. You have to understand that. Temptation is going to come. I do a lot of late night driving. I see all kind of stuff going on. And I look the other way. Why? I'm not going to succumb to that temptation. I know it's going to be there, but God's word says this. God's word is what's going to keep me focused, right? Not, oh, man, whoa, dang. I'm saying I see prostitutes. I see all kind of stuff. If you drive long enough, you're going to see them. And sometimes you're like, what are they doing? Like, but it's because they don't believe in themselves. And they sure don't believe God's word, because at that moment, they might have heard his word. Remember that. But the temptation came, and money sound better than no money. We all felt that before. There's always been temptations to get certain money that you know ain't right. But I'm like, nah, man, listen. I would rather, and my wife knows about these kind of things, I would rather give somebody money so that even if it looked funny, they understand that, hey, that's not me. Money can't rule my relationships. Money's a tool. I've heard people say money is a horrible master, but a great servant, especially in this life we live. Money is not the answer. Say that. Come on, somebody say that. I don't care if you got a job that pays you well. If it's like the place where the devil dwells, you're not going to be excited with it, right? That's why every job that looks good on paper is not always good. You got to deal with the people. You got to deal with the tasks that are at hand. You got to deal with the quote-unquote taskmaster, right? And some of the people, hey, sometimes it's better to get paid $16 an hour than 26, and this person you can't get no sleep because you on call, right? That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes just trust God. Don't look at what's going on. Trust that he knows a better way. Verse 14 says, now the ones who fell among thorns are those who, when they heard, got out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Now that, I think that one is the worst of them all, because what you really see is the time that they were in it. Think about this. It says, these people produce partial fruit, right? Because it says, they bring no fruit to maturity. That means they had some fruit. Golly, this is a cold one. So they were almost there. It says, now, let me read that again. Now the ones who fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, they go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. You can be halfway in, but your fruit's going to show what you really are. Dang, that's interesting. Because the Bible says we should know you by your fruits. That's why when people come in, hey, I got a word, I got to share something. Well, we'll see. Let time happen. And why does the church say that? Because it talks about leaders in Timothy, right? And it says, do not let a novice share God's word, lest he be puffed up, right? There's for elders and leaders. So what begins to happen is somebody will come in and say, yeah, I'm ready. But as time begins to happen, you start seeing, oh, what? Their fruit. Your fruit is the proof. This whole parable is about seeds being planted to produce fruit. But we see all these different examples of people that have the word, they have the seeds, but the fruit is not produced. We're seeing four examples, right? The last one, thank God, there's another one. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those having heard the word with a noble and good heart. Somebody say noble and good heart. Keep it and bear fruit. Now, this is the key right here now. With patience. With patience. All right? Your fruit is not going to be immediate. Your faith is not always an immediate thing, right? But you have to believe it while you're going through with patience. If you believe God's word, even though you might not see it mature at that time, guess what? God will do things. Guess what? I remember I shared a word with one of the fellow artists out here, and I told him some things. And it was funny because he came back years later, like, Marquise, man, what you told me was right. And guess what? I didn't even remember what I told him. It was so long, right? But he was like, man, I remember you told me da-da-da-da. And I was like, man, I don't even remember. But thank God that I shared that. All right, I got an Uber story. Somebody say an Uber story. Yesterday, as I was driving, like I said, I didn't listen to music. I was praying. And God told me I got a ride. And God told me to share, talk to him about Jesus. All right? So I'm waiting. And you know what happens when God gives you a word. And God, I don't even know these people. Right? And has God told you to tell somebody something? You be like, I don't know who he is. He don't know who I am. Right? And he was a young kid. He was in the car with his girlfriend, and they had just got done watching what's the new movie that came out? Fast and Furious 8. So I asked him, hey, how was the movie? All right, cool. What you got going on? It's Resurrection Sunday. I say that on purpose. I don't say Easter. I say Resurrection, so you know there's a difference, right? And so what plans you guys got? You guys going to go to church? Yeah, we go to church sometimes. So I was like, okay, what do you believe about Jesus? Because I said, there's a lot of things going on and a lot of things that people say, but I want to know what you believe. So they said what they believe. They said, he died and he rose. She said, he died for our sins. And I was like, yep, and he rose. Remember, this is resurrection, right? He rose. So then I shared with them the whole purpose about life is having a relationship with God. And I told him, I said, man, listen, man, God told me to talk to you guys about this. And I was like, God, I don't know. And they just started laughing. I don't know who they are. But I said, I was being obedient because God told me to do it. Right? And there is some risk in that. Anytime you work for somebody else, I could get a bad rating. I didn't want to hear that. And da-da-da-da, I could get cussed out. I've had that happen before. Right? It could even get into an altercation sometimes. Not that I started, but you know, because their hearts, they heard the word. But I said, I shared that with them. They got dropped off and I began to pray for them. I said, God, let that fall on good ground. There's a lot of distractions, a lot of different things they could do, but let that fall on good ground. Believe that when God tells you to do something, he knows what's best. We got to do that. We got to trust God. It starts with your belief, though. You got to dig deeper for your belief in God. Guess what? Belief in God is not a surface thing. You don't just read God's word and, oh, wow, the parable came. Wow, that was pretty cool. You got to dig deep to see what God is really saying and how that even impacts your life right now. Amen? How long has it been? All right, well, we're going to shut it down today. I'm going to go to Caleb and Joshua next week, and we're going to talk about them believing when everybody else didn't believe, because guess what? People are not all going to believe along with you. God didn't say that when you believe, everybody around you is going to believe. Sometimes your belief is going to change those around you. And you have to trust and know that God wants you to believe even when others do not. Heavenly Father, I just pray to God that your word, the seed that you sow into us, will produce a fruit worthy of what you wanted to produce in our lives, oh God. I come against the circumstances in life. I come against temptations. I come against the wayside, us even walking our own ways, oh God. And I pray that we would walk in belief, oh God. I come against the cares of this world that can easily strangle us, oh God. And I pray to God that your word would produce in our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That was impactful for you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.